With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. More fallout from recent congressional hearings. University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill resigning amid criticism over testimony where she was unable to say under repeated questioning that calls on campus for the genocide of Jews would violate the school's conduct policy. McGill had been under fire from donors and alumni. A former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. says for Israel to exist, it now has no choice but to eliminate Hamas.
The southern part of the country would be rendered, in effect, uninhabitable if Hamas can reorganize, rearm, and stage this next attack. And Hamas leaders say openly, we're going to do this a second time, a third time, the fourth time. It's not going to happen.
He was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNNews.com, weekend weather forecast, wet and windy for much of the eastern U.S.
A massive storm is set to impact the eastern half of the country this weekend. Heavy rain, strong winds, even snow may affect millions. It will gain strength today and stretch for more than 1,200 miles from the Gulf Coast to the Canadian border.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Meanwhile, a tornado touching down today just north of Nashville. Number of homes destroyed in a small community. Officials say no major injuries, thankfully, have been reported. A federal judge has prohibited the separation of families at the border for purposes of deterring immigration for 8 years. Move blocks resumption of a policy during the Trump years. The leader of a group who admitted to firebombing several police cars in Arkansas during the 2020 riots over the killing of George Floyd has now been sentenced to 5.5 years in federal prison. Three co-defendants each received 18 months behind bars. This is SRN News. A new poll finding Americans split on what they want from a president.
The Public Religion Research Institute says 51% of voters want a chief executive who will fix the economy versus 46% who want a president who will first prioritize the preservation of the country's traditional culture and way of life. Amongst religious people, 59% of white evangelical Protestants want the man in the White House to focus on culture first, as do 53% of white mainline Protestants and 52% of black Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-conversion laws spreading around the world, mostly to prevent people from becoming Christians and knowing the Lord. A new report from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom and International Christian Concern finds nearly 50 countries around the globe today have anti-conversion laws on the books in the country. This is SRN News. A judge voids the result of a Louisiana sheriff's election decided by a single vote and orders a new runoff. Here's Rhonda Rockstraw.
Democrat Henry Whitehorn was declared the winner in Caddo Parish last month over Republican John Nicholson. But the judge says it was proven beyond any doubt there were at least 11 illegal votes among the more than 43,000 cast. It's the second time a local election was tossed out after a mayoral primary in Connecticut was marred by possible ballot stuffing. Rhonda Rockstraw reporting.
Attorneys for Amazon asking a federal judge to dismiss the Federal Trade Commission's antitrust suit against the e-commerce giant. It argues the agency is attacking policies that benefit consumers and competition. Amazon's response Friday comes more than 2 months after the federal agency filed the historic complaint against the company. More details at SRNNews.com.